You're listening to SBS News.
Hundreds, possibly thousands of people are believed to be dead after nearly 3 weeks of fighting in Ethiopia's Tigray region. Some 40,000 civilians have fled to neighbouring Sudan to escape the clashes between rebel groups and government forces. One refugee gave birth to a baby boy while alone on the road after becoming separated from her husband and 7-year-old son.
When I was giving birth, I was in the desert with strong sun, no people, no clothing. Afterwards, some people came and saw me and they gave the baby a bath in a puddle. I've been here 14 days and haven't received anything. I have no clothes to wear.
At least 50 Australians have been identified among those trying to leave the conflict zone. But youth spokeswoman for the Tigrayan Australian community, Matot Yainu, says that number could be much higher. She says many are stranded by the pandemic and prohibitive flight prices, with a ticket from Addis Ababa to Australia costing up to $16,000.
There's a lot of fear within the community, especially for those who do have family members that are immediate family members that are stuck in this conflict region. So there's a lot of fear in their minds about, you know, what's going to happen to their family members. Are they going to see their children come back to Australia? Are they going to see their mothers or their fathers?
Australia is being urged to organise an emergency evacuation of citizens and step up pressure on the Ethiopian government for a ceasefire. The Department of Foreign Affairs says it's working with international agencies to assist Australians understood to be in Tigray, including for those who wish to return to Australia, and that it's contacted the Ethiopian government to respect human rights, protect civilians, and allow full access to humanitarian agencies to those impacted. Ms. Yainu says the Australian consulate in Ethiopia has been of little help to worried families.
We would love and we would ask for the Australian government to continue pushing and to ask for the Ethiopian government and Abiy Ahmed to cease fire or on the attacks of the people of Tigray, because this is hurting civilians. This is hurting mothers and children. This is displacing thousands.
There are fears the fighting could intensify even further, with Tigrayan rebels rejecting a 72-hour ultimatum to surrender from Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The Ethiopian government is threatening a final assault on the city of 500,000 people if the Tigray People's Liberation Front does not lay down arms. There are concerns for the safety of civilians amid a communications blackout in the region, with the warring sides ruling out mediation and no humanitarian corridors in place. Senior fellow from Atlantic Council's Africa Centre, Cameron Hudson, says the violence is likely to escalate.
We should think of these as two conventional fighting forces with mechanized divisions, with missiles, with tanks. And so there's no reason to believe, if both sides see this as an existential threat, there's no reason to believe that one side is going to blink before there has been substantial loss of life and substantial humanitarian fallout. And that's what we need to be preparing for now and worried about.
Jennifer Liu, SBS News.